calling Doris and Jane with Jesus Himself. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. This is the dad trying to get a hold of the kids. My kids, your kids, our kids. The husband trying to reconcile with his wife. Because I love you. I love you intensely. And because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. You may recall many years ago, I honestly wonder, did you fall in love with the guy that drove the BMW or the guy who was trying to follow Christ by being a pro-life advocate? It doesn't seem like it's because I was trying to follow Christ. I had a lot of mistakes along my way. A lot during the time that you and I were much closer, because so much of the things I pursued were the things of this world. What I did was terribly wrong. But the Lord had, in His grace, has continued to refine me. And obviously, one of the ways He refined me is granting me great turmoil. I would suggest in that process, I've learned how to love far more than ever. And I see that in dialogues I'm having, and especially I had been in a dialogue with an atheist who tremendously has this huge hate for the Muslim community. And I find it not uncommon now that I defend the Muslim as a human being created in the image of God, but contend that their faith is a fallacy, that the Quran is not the eternal word of Allah. But the condemnation that I got from many people to look at a Muslim as a human being is remarkable. One of my great desires, it really has grown to be a strong desire, is to prepare my kids to be able to do that. Because the evidence is clear. The amount of hate I'm seeing. I made a comment, and it was a shock to me. It really was a shock to me after I read what I wrote. The one statement, it was that I remain a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, commanded to love even those who hate me, which might include you. I will also do as commanded and proclaim grace and truth. Your hate is dangerous, and you will probably come back to it will probably come back to hurt you and many others in its swath. Writing that, I wrote that, and then I read it, and I saw the tremendous grace of the Lord that has been granted me. Because to be able to talk to somebody, or in this case, a written dialogue, claim Christ in the dialogue unwaveringly. I claim Christ in the public square now, loudly, clearly, unambiguously. And I get a lot of wrath for it. But I try to do it with grace and truth. I don't condemn people. I don't call them names. I do point out their fallacies. I'm trying to point to the truth. And when I see the hate that's offered by these people, and I mean, this guy once, it's very hateful comments. But to be able to point out that hate is dangerous. It's, when you play with fire, you can get burnt. And it was kind of trying to be a warning to him. And his response, unfortunately, reminds me of the response I get from the institutional Christian community, which includes, unfortunately, my own family. But I wanted to share that with you, and I know I'm speaking to one listener, just me. I understand that. But and also, as we speak, the check that is supposed to come to me didn't arrive today. It's being delivered to FedEx as I'm recording this, hopefully, and I should get it tomorrow. It's It's been a fiasco. But that will allow me to... I will send you 3 months' worth. Hopefully, as soon as... Well, I'll schedule it as soon as it's in my account. I'm not going to schedule it beforehand. Here's information about it. Dorothy Jane, I love you.